Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at FC United's poor run of form continued with a dismal second-half performance that saw a 1-0 half-time lead evaporate into a 4-1 defeat, with the Reds' generosity matching the home club's decision to donate the gate receipts from the gate to Sheffield Children's Hospital. It was Worksop who had the first chance on goal when a cross from the right was met by the towering Tom Denton. His goal-bound header was cleared from the line by Dean Stott. 2 minutes later, the Reds took the lead when a ball in from Lee Neville was deflected into the path of Matty Wolfenden, who tapped the ball into the net.
Birch, ball back to Jacobs. Jacobs chips the ball towards the back post. There, Lee Neville is. He brings it on his chest. Hits the ball across goal. And there's an opportunity. It's a goal for FC United. Matty Wolfenden, and the defence couldn't deal with it. The number six there screaming Miller because it sort of like came off him as the ball was slipped, pushed across. And FC United, number seven, with his, how many? 14th of the season. And FC United, a goal up there. But it was a lovely ball across to FC United's Ashley Mulholland. He brought the ball down really well. He could have fired the ball in, but he played the ball back towards Lee Neville. It just overrun for Neville. But there's an opportunity, the ball back into the penalty area. And there he was, Matty Wolfenden, with his 14th of the season. And FC United on 9 minutes find themselves a goal up here at Worksop Town.
On the balance of play, it looked to be a case of when, not if, FC would score a second. But all too often, the ball into the box wasn't up to standard, or too many touches were taken when it was crying out for a shot. The second half seemed to start well for FC, Neville firing the ball narrowly over the bar, but on 51 minutes, Worksop were level, when a ball into the box found Liam Metham, who took a touch and calmly rolled it past James Spencer. Just a minute later, Cottrell fired a free kick narrowly wide, but it didn't take long for the Tigers to take a lead. They never lost. Neville lost the ball in the Worksop half, and it was played long towards Metham, who was too strong for Dean Stott. He beat him to the ball before side-footing into the net. 2-1. On 73 minutes, the lead was increased when Adam Jones tripped Metham in the box. Ash Burberry placed the ball on the spot and slotted home the penalty. 3-1. FC were trying to take a foothold back into the game but couldn't find a way through the home defence that had looked shaky in the first half. Substitute Matt Walwin headed the ball wide and fired a shot into the side netting, but these were only really token attempts at goal, and on 81 minutes, a ball forward again caught the FC defence napping, and Bearbury took a touch before lifting the ball over Spencer to make the score 4-1. All in all, it was a game that will leave Cal Margeson with more questions than answers, with a very poor all-round second-half performance.